Hello and welcome back to the podcast brought to you here today by Anchor. On today's podcast, I am joined by Matthew Vanier, Holly Woodhouse, and Shakira Mai,
hey.
Along with a very, very special guest, Tom Leggett.
Hey.
How are you doing today, Tom?
I'm doing good.
Solid, solid.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to hand the mic over to Mr. Matthew Vanier, who's going to take
Hello.
Us through
okay,
our podcast.
Yeah, so,
we got to
okay, so, yeah, so basically today we're just going to be talking about just the various conspiracies and like going to maybe a little more in depth about them. So some conspiracies that we've been talking about today are the Flat Earth Society, the Birds Aren't Real idea, the Area 51 and like what's going on over there, the Mandela Effect. 9/11 conspiracy stuff about that, and then my personal favorite, an elite cohort of reptiles is secretly ruling the Earth, and Justin Bieber is among them.
Jesus.
Another one, COVID isn't real. Another one, Bigfoot, and last one, Loch Ness Monster. I don't know if we'll get to all of them, but oh yeah, and we'll also be talking about the Illuminati, most importantly. And I don't know if we'll get to all of those, but we'll definitely talk about the ones we're most knowledgeable about.
This All is going to be a good one, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right, so should we first talk about the Illuminati?
We'll start with that. It's a good start.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
So
Matthew, can you give us a little bit of a, like I said, like put the Illuminati in some historical context?
Bro, that's my job. Okay. Back off.
Yeah, that's
she's
that's
the historian.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. My bad. Holly, can you put the Illuminati in some historical context?
Yes, I can. So the Illuminati is a secret society that was founded May 1st, 1776. And its operations are claimed to be ended in 1785. And it was started because the founder dude wanted modern thinkers to be prepared to challenge the church's views. And, yeah.
So it was claimed to end then, but not officially?
Yeah.
I see. So this, the Illuminati, like, legitimately like existed like it is recorded that it did exist at some point and then it just went kind of off the grid.
I have some more
That's
information about that if you want to hear.
Let's hear it. I want to hear it.
All right, Matthew, let's go.
Okay, so they were originally called the Bavarian Illuminati, and so this guy named Adam Weishaupt, he basically wanted to, so basically he acquired a bunch of elites and brainwashed them in order to have his ideas influenced in terms of like political decisions and stuff like that. And the Illuminati ran for about 10 years before it kind of collapsed.
Tom, you got anything to say about all that?
Nah, I like the isn't the lizard theory and the Illuminati kind of connected?
Are they?
Yes, you could say that. So basically there was a kind of a weird conspiracy about that, thinking that the elite cohort of reptiles secretly formed the Illuminati, and like they're the ones that brainwashed the people into like the elites into like swaying political decisions, just so that like the reptiles can still like hold control over the Earth secretly. But that's
whoa.
A different idea.
Slow down there. Are we just gonna skip over to Illuminati like that and just go straight into the reptiles?
Well, I mean, if we correlate the two, then I mean,
I feel like the Illuminati would like have a lot more to talk about, no?
Not really. So I mean, that's just like
they're irrelevant
just the
now,
beginning
huh?
of conspiracies. Like, well, the Illuminati was started, and then a bunch of conspiracy theories just branched off from that.
Well, yeah, because like when it ended, I guess people were like, oh, well, did it really end? And then like now today, people believe that like some of the most powerful people in the world are members of the Illuminati, and that like. That the Illuminati themselves is like kind of like an overarching government. They literally control everything on the planet, right? They control everything like governments and all, right?
It's like the new world order or whatever, right?
Oh yeah. That's another conspiracy theory now. That's like
a lot of them are
tied to the Illuminati.
They're all
yeah. Like, they all
we dig into deep.
Have connections to each other. Yeah. Bro, this is the point of the podcast.
Dude, have you guys have you seen the like when you type in Illuminati backwards and then it goes to the NSA?
Does it actually?
Wait, really?
Website?
I don't know about that.
So yeah, it's like a bunch of people thought it was like connected. It was you type in IlluminatiBackwards.com and it goes to the NSA's website. But actually, it was just some guy who bought the
well, yeah,
URL.
That's what I'd imagine.
And then made a link.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, and then yeah.
Like made a link over to it. Okay. That would be so trippy, though.
Yeah, it actually does. You can type it in right now.
All right. Well, later. Since we did have that segue earlier about the about the reptiles and stuff, and we're going to talk about the Illuminati in our fourth episode, I believe. I think we should just move on to Matthew's favorite. I think he can give us a little insight.
Signature.
Okay, yeah. So basically, some people think that... So basically they think that intergalactic reptiles, well, at least they have a following of 12 million people in the U.S., believe that interstellar lizards in people suits rule our
million.
Country. They have 12
hold
million
up, hold
followers,
up,
which
up,
I think
up.
Is absurd.
I'm trying not to
no,
laugh.
Let's finish. We'll come back. Let's finish it.
It is pretty
funny.
Let's
finish it.
Hold on.
No.
Focus on. Wait. Did you say 12 million in the U.S.?
Yes. My sources say 12
Dude,
million
what?
People in the U.S. believe
so
in interstellar lizards rule this world.
So are there more in other continents?
And not to mention, I don't know about other continents. Oh. I didn't find that information. I think it's secluded to the
Bro,
U.S.
That's crazy.
But
sounds like an American thing.
Dude, think about how many people
that
is. 12 million? That's crazy.
Yeah. And all of them think that Justin Bieber, well, most of them think Justin Bieber is among them.
Okay,
because
allegedly,
they saw him turn into a giant lizard mid-performance
how,
L.A.
How?
What?
Where's the...
I don't know.
We needed, like, a little bit of background to that, Matthew. Like, you can't just drop that.
Okay,
you turn into a lizard.
You guys continue talking. I
agree with Shakira.
I'll look up more information about this. All right,
yeah. Okay.
Well, we can talk about it while he's doing that.
Yeah. Like, okay, so an elite cohort of reptiles aren't... And anybody with, like, basic knowledge about reptiles knows that reptiles are cold-blooded, right? So, if I were to take, like, an infrared, like heat scan or whatever, right? And, like, just, like, put it on certain people, would some people come out, like, colder than others?
Yo, now I'm, like, trying to think. That's a good point.
Right?
Or,
like, or do they have, like, a bodysuit or something?
Or what about...
I think they're just, like, so controlling
that... If I took a heat scanner to Justin Bieber, would his... Like, overall body temperature be lower than normal?
These are good questions.
Maybe.
Wait, and
you
said they're
intergalactic
reptiles, right? So are they, like turtles in, like, a person suit? Or are they, like, giant reptiles?
I think... Have you ever seen
like
The Amazing Spider-Man? Like, the one with Andrew Garfield?
Oh, you're talking about the lizard?
Yeah,
like,
I feel like that's what...
So do they have their tails, like, wrapped up in, like, a human skin or something? Or do they even have tails?
I think they're just so technologically advanced
exactly.
They're able to somehow like condense themselves into a human avatar.
So some type of cloaking device on them.
Yeah, probably.
Is it a cloaking device
or
are
they
so
or
far
like,
advanced
or like
that
maybe
they're
like
straight
up
they're reptiles, but they look like mammals.
Yeah, or maybe they just like clone us and then like transfer their
consciousness
brain
in.
Stuff.
Yo,
yeah,
that reminds me of an episode.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the Scooby Doo movie?
No.
You know the one on the island?
No.
Have you guys not seen that, dude?
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
You guys need to get educated.
I don't follow
the Scooby-Doo
series.
Pop culture references.
Bro, there's a Scooby-Doo movie that where, like, everybody goes through, like, an island or something, and then there's, like, a hypnotism.
Wait, I saw that one.
Stuff. Yeah, exactly. There we go.
Holly's first time speaking in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Exactly. So maybe they, like, their consciousness gets put into a person. You know?
He has a good
it's
point.
Absurd.
Maybe the consciousness goes into a person. You know?
So Matthew, did you find that information about...
Maybe it's somebody that, like,
yes.
recently died, and then their consciousness gets put into that person.
Okay,
and
so
maybe
that's
like,
what
they're
still
alive. You know? Exactly. Huh?
Is he a lizard?
Too far.
Right,
so I got some statistics
Justin Bieber?
About people who believe in the...
like just aliens in general. So about
aliens are dope,
about 60. Okay, so 66 million people in the U.S. think that aliens landed at Roswell in 1948. Okay, well there is 90 million people. 90 million Americans.
No way. Believe, dude.
Does that include
aliens exist?
Reptiles.
Okay, so here's like the stats. About 4% of those 12,556,562 people believe in the idea that lizard people control politics. That is like the general.
Wait, so are they Republican?
That's like
or
a legitimate percentage of the.
Yeah, it's about 4%.
Whose side are they on?
Yeah, well,
bro, that's
I bet
crazy, dude. There's no way that 4% of the population.
Wait, what's Tom saying?
I bet it was like an online census and a bunch of like 8-year-olds on their parents' computers.
Yeah,
like
yo, I don't want to bring politics too much into it, but Donald Trump be looking a little scaly sometimes. Yeah. So what if he?
Yeah,
honestly, yeah, that's like.
I'm saying Bieber with the stash looks a little like a lizard man. I don't know.
that's all.
Did you find a video of him?
Honestly, I see
on stage,
it.
Matthew.
Is there any video evidence? I don't think.
No, a lizard person probably covered it up.
Oh,
dude, they probably,
yeah, probably
hacked
right.
into the, you know,
they
the video.
All the phones. Damn, that sucks.
Dude, this is big stuff we're talking about right here.
Okay. So, me personally, I definitely do not believe in the intergalactic, like, reptiles living among us.
I mean,
us.
It makes sense.
However, I genuinely do believe that there has to be aliens out there.
All right, I think this is a good segue.
I actually believe that. Right?
Yo, Jaden, that sounds like something a lizard would say.
Oh, we gotta get that light on him right now. We gotta.
Yeah.
You look a little uncomfortable. I'm watching you through the window right now.
Oh shoot.
Here, you sound so creepy saying that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. For
actually, like,
if you didn't know, we're like
my
right across the window from each other. I'm in his backyard. We're chilling.
Yeah. He kind of like broke his way into my house earlier. I had to kick him out.
All right.
Okay. Back to what I was talking about. Like, I actually genuinely believe that there are, like, there has to be another form of life, whether that's bacteria or, like, even something that we've, like, never heard of. Like, could you imagine, like, a conscious liquid?
No, you were saying a conscious
or, like,
gas.
A conscious
we were talking
gas.
About that last time.
Exactly. Where it's like, yeah, like,
yeah,
I totally
like,
believe that.
Like, we wouldn't
that
see it. Like, they're, like, they're not a ghost. They're just
exactly.
a conscious
we
gas.
No, yeah, so, we have no clue.
I was reading.
Maybe that's where ghosts come from.
They come.
Maybe
guys,
that's
so
where ghosts comes from.
So we die. We go to another universe and come back as a conscious gas.
Well, no.
Maybe we're shying away from the conspiracy theory
side
of things.
Ghosts. Hold on. Maybe ghosts are just like extraterrestrial creatures that have come down, and are like gaseous forms, right? And so like every now and then, when the light hits them properly, they kind of come through. And then people who see them, their brain goes like, oh, hold on, that looks like my dead uncle Freddy, right? And they're like, oh my god,
okay,
it's
this
Freddy.
This is why we're
back,
called the Four,
you know?
Brain Cells Podcast, because
y'all are just creating conspiracies.
That's Jaden over here. I'm just going along with it.
Do you guys want me like tell you like what people are actually thinking due to physics and stuff like that about how other alien like forms of life exist? All right,
yeah, I think that goes into the side of
physical
aliens. So go ahead.
So basically, there's an idea that, so you know how we live in a three-dimensional world, and like, but like three-dimensional doesn't necessarily mean like
don't
the
we
objects
live in 40?
That we place in, but
wait, what?
We kind of okay. So
we don't live in.
Dude, we're three-dimensional figures.
Dude, we don't
live in.
This
is
even part of
the
conspiracy. This is common knowledge.
So it's not necessarily four dimensions, because dimensions is how you place yourself in relative, like in a position in like in your plane of existence, basically. So like, so one dimension would just be a line and how you would place yourself on that line. Two dimensions would be how you place yourself in a plane. So like, imagine a graph and you just place a point and that's where you are. That's like X and Y. And then you have three dimensions where it's X, Y, and Z. So it's like a cube and you place yourself in that place. But 4D,
we can't comprehend it.
We don't know how we would do that. But like, some people are saying that time's the fourth dimension and stuff like that, but the idea arises where like aliens are literally among us, but we just can't see them because they comprehend like maybe six
the
different
dimensions
dimension. That we just like.
Yo,
there's this empirical formula that like proves that time is continuous, but it only accounts for 10 dimensions. but we don't have 10 dimensions. We don't know what the 10 dimensions are. So that's why I was thinking that time isn't... Well, that's an off-topic example, so, but...
Some people think that that the fourth dimension is seeing, like smells and sounds and stuff, but other people think that it's, like, seeing all of your possible eventualities. Like, say if you're, like, you know, at your house or something, and you decide to do something, and one version of you will, like, split off and go do that, and the other one who didn't just... So it's, okay, like, so parallel. Okay,
that's, like, multiverse type stuff.
Yeah.
Yo, that's, like, Doctor Strange.
Yes, it's
nice. You have, like, the time stone, you know? As you can, like, go back in time.
That's like, okay.
Yeah.
See future but possibilities. Like,
when looking at a scientific standpoint, the fourth dimension isn't...
Really okay, time. I feel like the fourth and fifth dimensions are different realities.
It says on the internet that it's considered space-time.
Well, yeah, you guys have to
so that's when you're talking about, like, polar coordinates and stuff.
You guys got to keep in mind that, like, nobody has, like, a solid...
No, this is all theory,
right? So it's, like, not...
Not even theory.
Okay. When you say theory, that is a big deal. A theory is a big deal in science. That's, like, backed up by, like, many rounds of, like, experiments and stuff.
True,
like,
yeah,
that's
why,
like,
an idea.
It's just an idea.
An idea. All
right, we need to wrap this back. Bring this back to aliens, because...
wrap it back.
Should we move on from aliens? I feel like we got too deep.
Yeah,
should we
go back?
Should we go to the birds aren't
where are we going to? Birds aren't.
Ooh, la, la, la. Yeah, sure. We can go to the birds.
Because you had that whole thing about JFK and how the birds.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
So you want to read that real quick?
Yeah, because you're discussion director.
Okay.
Bring us along on this magical journey.
So basically, the birds aren't real conspiracy. It all started when the CIA assassinated John F. Kennedy because he refused to kill and replace billions of birds with government surveillance drones. After his death, the U.S. government employed Boeing engineers to work in Area 51, which also ties to the Area 51 conspiracy, to build those bird surveillance drones.
They're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's so crazy. Okay. Yep. So what the hell? Okay, that's my first thought on all this.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically,
so another thing that I've heard about the birds aren't real thing is that COVID-19 was people did it knowing that everybody was going to quarantine, which gave the government a chance to go and recharge all of the drones.
Oh,
right.
I mean,
that's all the birds are now recharged.
But it's a worldwide kind of thing.
Yeah, isn't this exactly. U.S. drones or less?
Well, oh yeah, huh? Birds aren't real. Must
the whole
mean,
world
yeah,
is
global, right? So, like, I thought the
whole ordeal was that, like, birds were once real, but, like, they started to replace them. Right?
This is dumb, because you
like,
can go out...
I mean, yeah, that would...
So it's not all birds are just, like, go out, not existent.
You can go outside and kill a bird, any bird, and you can, like, dissect it. And
not exactly.
It will not be a drone. No.
Yeah.
But on another note, have you seen their merch? Birds aren't real merch is kind of hard.
We advertised it, bro.
Yo.
Yeah, I did see it. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, right.
Plug the birds.
I want to get some birds aren't real merch.
I'm pulling up their website right now.
Dude, look at it. It's like actually designed well. Like who's running Birds Aren't Real?
There's this guy on Instagram. He's really
wait, aren't they running?
Yeah, it's like 25 year old kid
technically.
Yeah, they are, dude. It's so funny.
How does too many questions to ask about this? Where do we go from here?
I'm quoting him here. Mm-hmm. He basically said that the birds aren't
real. Com, let's go.
So generally, if you believe that birds aren't real, then you're technically running for president. That is what he said.
Up, guys, I think I might cop.
But that's like a write-in thing. Like it's not on any ballots, right?
Yeah, okay. Kind of like the D's Nuts in 2016.
Yeah, you seen it? Isn't
they
it like
got
nice?
Sweet merch.
Yeah.
Why are we still talking
like,
about
it's,
the merch?
It's pretty good. Matthew,
because
it's
really
like.
Cool. Matthew, discussion director us. Please.
Bro. Okay, yeah, let's shy away from this merch
like,
and let's talk about.
Hold on. Last thing.
Hey, Jaden.
I'm getting this
shut
t-shirt
it.
That says, whoa. I'm a lie, but like it has a pigeon. You know?
Like, yeah. I like the bird watching goes both ways one.
Wouldn't that that's be so great. Weird for everybody that goes bird watching? It's like knowing that you're watching the bird, but the bird is also on, like, the government's watching you watch the bird.
Oh my god, that's kind of trippy. What is this
y'all
become?
Y'all think I'm joking? I'm creepy thought.
What has this become?
Dude, who just has like $40 laying around to buy a birds aren't real shirt?
Hold up, hold up. It's rated 5 stars from 12 reviews.
All right. Next conspiracy. Okay. We mentioned COVID a second ago about how they used that COVID to recharge birds, correct? Dude. All right. So yes, there was one thing. There's a, I guess it's sort of a conspiracy about how they believe that COVID isn't real, or how some people believe that it's a government tactic.
Population control.
Yeah. What do we think about that?
Holly, why don't you talk about that one? I don't...
That COVID isn't real? I mean, like, yes. That's kind of a new conspiracy theory. Like, that's obvious.
Well, yeah, it hasn't.
Well, yeah, since when COVID existed.
Yeah, that's...
I think.
Yeah. It has to be new.
That one actually...
Yeah, this probably sprouted from the birds aren't real.
That one actually... Idea. That one actually could, like... I mean, not saying that it's real, because it's probably not, because it's a conspiracy, but, like,
wait,
that one could actually have some backed-up evidence.
Okay. So, what I've heard is that COVID-19 is fairly similar to, what was the other one? SARS, right? No? Like, no. Like, the virus itself, like, COVID-19 is very similar to SARS.
SARS,
you know?
Is like swine flu, right?
They're like semi-similar. So, what I had heard was, like, some Chinese lab was experimenting on SARS, and a little bit got out and went into, like, a river or something. That ended up going up to a bat, and then someone ate the bat.
Okay, right? I knew the bat part, right?
I think what I was reading about was, like, they were developing a new biological weapon, right? And a little bit escaped, which then caused
that might be a conspiracy in itself, because, like, we're not fully sure on that, but, like, that's a
Also, if it was really a biological weapon, wouldn't it have been, like, a lot worse?
Well, I mean...
Like,
wouldn't
it actually, like, kill more people?
It could have been an experimental one.
What I heard regarding this conspiracy is that, that political... It was, like, political, and they released it, to, like, contain people and make them afraid or something. You know, even though the chances of you dying from it are really low.
Yeah.
I mean...
I guess...
Yeah.
I mean, like, who... Okay, hold on. Who's making money off of COVID-19?
Okay, well, no.
Like, who are, like, the people that make money off of COVID-19? Like, I guess, like,
doctors,
big mass...
Not the government.
Like, mass PPE?
They're losing.
Kind of people make money off of
it? Yeah, doctors are making money. The people who are developing the cures and vaccines for
they're making
COVID,
money.
They're making a lot of money right now. Because they're being funded by the government.
Very wealthy. Because it's going to be, like, global. Yeah.
Well, I mean, not necessarily very wealthy, but a lot of that money just gets put back into the development of the vaccine.
Yeah, no, that's one of, like, it's not a conspiracy theory, but it's a myth that, like, wealthy elites intentionally spread the virus to win power and profit.
Interesting. I mean...
Yeah, that also ties to the Flat Earth Society. They think that...
Do we not talk about Flat Earth yet?
NASA is like...
No.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah, we have it. That's why I brought it up. Basically, what the Flat Earthers believe... What the Flat Earthers believe is that NASA is, like, showing off fake evidence that the world is flat so that make money, so that the government
that makes
will
no
want to fund
sense.
Their...
That,
like,
makes no sense. How would they make money
because
a round Earth rather than a flat Earth?
So, basically... Because the Flat Earthers believe that we live in, like, a dome, like, a flat Earth, and
so
then
like
a
that
dome
one Simpsons
around
episode.
Us, so that there's no, like, space. Yeah. Like, out. Well, kind of. Well, that's, except the world around us. But, basically...
Hold on, but before we go completely into the Flat Earth thing, right, so... Back to the idea that COVID-19 was spread intentionally, right, as, like, kind of a biological weapon. If you guys remember, everybody that took Ofti's class, right? What did the Mongols do with the bubonic plague, right?
They flung dead bodies over the walls.
Over the walls into like little villages, which they would surround so nobody could get out. And they would wait like 3-4 days, right? And then they would come into the village. Everybody would be dead because the plague had taken place, right?
Okay.
So do you think this is kind of the same thing? Because the other thing is like, COVID-19 only affect, or like it does affect young people, but like it has a greater effect on people that are like over 50, you know? So maybe this was
okay,
like,
okay, wait,
a
let me get this straight.
We're getting rid of like older people.
Let me get this straight. So you're saying that China is prepping the rest of the world for them to invade
everyone
else.
Exactly. They're getting rid of everybody that's in charge. And since everybody that's in charge is older people, I feel like that's fair to say.
Older reptiles. Maybe
that was their intention, but did that really work?
Well, no, because it was still in development.
Who's died that's a leader?
It was still in development.
Like fundamental for like, and it just slipped
out. And a little bit slipped out in a bloody bat. And then someone was like, okay, yo, let me eat a bat. And then that happened.
That's a normal thing.
You're like, shit, not enough mutations. Oops.
Yo, I'm down to munch on a bat right now.
Yo,
delicious.
Too soon.
That's an ideal snack.
Bro, all right, who looked at a bat and was like, yo, yummy?
Hey, some people
eat
it rat.
China.
It's like a flying... No, but it's a flying
it's
rat.
It's China, bro. Like, it's China.
People eat dogs, and that's weird.
It's China. They have blood soup. Like, for... That's like an entree. Right,
different cultures eat different things. So I don't think we should be judging people off of that.
No, we're not judging people.
I mean, we kind of are, to a degree.
Who looked at a flying rat and was like, yo, scrumptious.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who's...
Scrumptious.
Who said delicious?
All right. should we move into the flat earth now?
Just eat like cup of noodles.
Ooh, we're not even talking about conspiracy. We're just talking about eating bats now. Can we go to the actual conspiracy?
No, the conspiracy of eating bats.
Okay. All right. Let's bring this all back to the
eating
flat earth society.
Of eating bats relates to flat earth.
Flat earth society. So this has to do, the Flat Earth Society, the Flat Earth people believe that they were basically, NASA was spreading the idea that there's a round Earth, and that they were spreading the idea that the Earth is round because the government would try to fund.
But why would the government want
more
fund
money?
A round Earth over a flat Earth?
Because the flat earth means that, well, basically, the flat earthers believe that if the earth was flat, you wouldn't be able to, like, go into space and explore new worlds, basically.
How
and
does
that's
that
what
make
that's
sense?
What NASA is being funded for right
just
now.
Just do flat
Wait,
earth.
Okay, the other thing that
because
I don't understand about the flat earth thing is, like, if it is just a disc, right? Because that's what they're saying, right? It's a disc, right?
Okay.
It's a flat earth. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Is it infinite? Is like the whole Earth infinite?
No, it's not infinite. There's corners. I mean, there's edges. Because
okay,
basically,
so what
they believe
when
that
I get to
it's
an
a
edge?
It's a disc with an isolated ecosystem inside of it, with like holographic moons and suns and stuff.
Yeah, okay, but then what happens if I get to an edge?
You fall off.
I can fall off the world.
Yeah,
is
you
that...
fall off.
That's
exactly.
Like, have you seen Asgard? I mean, it's probably I guess like that. Just fall off.
Wait, how the heck Thor. Did I fly across the world then?
I mean,
that's just it.
From
some
India
no, just believe that
to the United States.
So their map,
they
has,
think that that's
has
just fake.
North Pole at the top and like has like everything else like spread out around.
Right, but then where's
it?
The
so,
South Pole?
No, Antarctica. There is no
yeah,
South
exactly.
Pole. It's just Antarctica's like, is it split up or is like one chunk just at one edge?
I guess I've actually never been.
Maybe
to
it's just like an idea.
So.
Maybe it's just like an idea. Like, have you heard of like that mythological labyrinth where like wherever you go, you always end up at the same place?
Wait, what?
Like, maybe it's just like as soon as you like, it's like some delusion. It's like a mythology or whatever. But basically, what happens is you start headed one direction, and somehow you end up at the same exact place
oh,
that
like,
you started.
Okay.
But in this case, as soon as you head towards the edge, you'll just somehow get rerouted.
So is it like a portal
place.
Or more like a?
No, not teleportation, but just more like
dimensional travel.
Like, have you ever like done flips underwhere and you lose like exact like where you are?
I can't swim,
you think
so
you're upside
I can't
down when you're really when you're really right side up.
You can't swim? No. Okay, you're talking to water polo players.
You get the idea.
Another movie reference. Have you guys ever watched Thor Ragnarok?
Yes, I just brought up like Asgard.
Do you remember the scene where he's in that like round thing, right? Like right before
he fights Hulk. Like a biodome,
the Bifrost, like the little thing that brings him to. No, but
like directly before he fights Hulk, right? The big battle scene, right?
Oh yeah, it's like an endless loop thing, right? But it's
where
not
he ran
loop.
Away and he ended up back at the rock guy.
Oh, it's a freaky
right?
circle.
He was like all confused, right? Exactly. The freaky circle,
or
yeah. So is it like that?
A better example would be from the movie Vivarium.
Like,
I guess Earth is a freaky circle.
Don't have a solid consciousness, I guess, when you're running around. I don't know.
I guess you could say that.
What else do we go with the flat Earth? Is there anything else that we want to?
I just don't understand how people can believe that. That doesn't make any sense.
What about the video today?
Well, some people.
Using like, what?
It's mostly biblical. It's mostly biblical.
Not round.
Yeah, that was one question I had.
Well, no. Okay, so basically...
See,
if the Earth
so
is
Elon
flat,
Musk tweeted the other
Mars
day...
See, I don't really get how that's biblical, because... I don't really get how that's biblical.
No,
because
there's a line
in
the Bible that says, like, about, like, the four corners of the Earth or something. And, like, it was taken, like, literally.
Yeah. They took that really literally.
I thought the Bible said that, like, just, like, everything revolves around the Earth. I thought that was the point.
Okay. There's
the Bible. The Bible says several things supporting and denying other things. Like,
oh yeah,
like,
Tom goes to Oaks Christian. He knows.
Yeah, man.
Okay, yeah, but the flat Earth. I don't get how they think. How? What about with the sun? Like how we have day and night. How do they reason that?
They think some people believe that those are like holograms.
How does that work?
Why? How is every other planet round and ours is flat?
Exactly. What?
So basically they said that there's photographic proof of that, but that doesn't really make sense. Like, did you guys see the tweet by Elon Musk the other day? He basically said, why aren't there Mars flat Earth? Why isn't there a
Mars
flat Earth? Or Mars, a flat Mars society?
Yeah, because people can look into a telescope and see that Mars is a sphere.
Or but we only see it from two dimensions, so maybe they think it's just like a... I have no idea.
No, but you can see it rotating.
I'm trying to help reason with them. I don't know.
Just because there's
point. You can buy a high altitude balloon and send it up there, and you can see the curvature of the Earth.
Oh, yeah, you just see that from like the top of a like, big ass mountain. Oh, you gotta bleep that. I said ass.
Okay, so I'm like 90% sure that I can bleep out everything, although I'm not 100% sure I want to spend the time to do that.
Why'd you let
so...
me say it twice?
It's fine. The only person that's watching this is Mr. Howe.
Hey, and all our viewers.
Hi, Mr. Howe. How are you?
Whatever. All right. Should we just go into a couple other conspiracies that we have on the list and wrap this up?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I mean, I want to wrap this up. Yeah, I've got around 30 minutes on my clock, so we can go for another couple minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, someone explain to me what the Mandela...
I got you, man. Mm. Okay, so the Mandela effect is that, like, I guess it's the best explained by example. So, do you guys remember the Berenstain Bears? Do you guys know who they are?
Yes.
Yeah. Some people believe that it was Berenstain.
No,
right?
You said it was Berenstain, and they think it's Berenstain.
That's the
No.
Or is it the...
people thought it was the Berenstain, but it's the Berenstain.
What the...
Berenstain Stain? No, because, like, they...
Okay.
Isn't that a cartoon?
Some people believe that it was like that. And,
okay,
like,
no. How
about
we just...
Like
how about we get the history
back,
of the Mandela effect? Right? So, like, back... I forgot when, but people thought they saw Nelson Mandela die on TV. And, like, a lot of people believe that. But in reality, he didn't, and...
He didn't die.
He was literally the...
Right.
What's it called?
Like, yeah.
Is it president of South Africa? Not president, but...
He's an important
Prime
guy.
Prime minister?
One of the things. It's not...
Prime minister.
And so, like, that's where the name Mandela Effect came from.
Chief.
So, And, like, that just came to, like...
Yeah, the whole point of the Mandela Effect is just that, like... a group of people like remember this point, but like everybody else.
Oh, he was
like,
president.
Wait,
of South
no,
Africa.
That never happened.
He was president.
Know?
I was right. I'm smart.
Well, yeah, but like the whole point is that like a group of people have like a collective memory of something happening, but like it didn't happen, okay, right? And like the rest of the world's like, wait,
yeah. So like some of the big ones, like people thought that the Monopoly Man has a monocle, which he doesn't.
Exactly, he doesn't have a monocle,
which I thought he did. And then the other ones, the Fruit of the Loom logo, how people thought it had like the little cornucopia in the back.
That's just is this exactly. Is this the theory that or the conspiracy that people can like travel back and then change something, and then like logos and stuff change?
I think that tied into it. Yeah,
I think that that's tied to
that's like
the like,
reason behind it or something.
I guess you could kind of call it like a time, like an alternate time where like a different decision was made. You know how like whenever you make a decision, there's also like what happens if you didn't make that decision, and right, and so like splits. So maybe like for the Monopoly Man, at some point the guy was like, hold up, let me put a monocle on this, right? And so then a bunch of people like playing Monopoly were like, oh cool, he's got a monocle, right? But then in our like line that we're living in right now, he doesn't have a monocle.
So does that make,
right? And so it's like it shifts back,
but
right, like
that,
people that, like shift back onto the,
I think that like kind of counters like multiple
line.
That brings
like,
up
time
a really
travel theory,
is it kind of like that, you know,
so
what I'm saying?
Bro, yeah, that
time
brings up a really
crazy,
strange thought. That
so is time linear,
the
or are there multiple
like,
realities?
There's this
like
idea that if you
Avengers,
can I give my insight on this?
Well, no, there's no way that.
Okay.
I really just don't think that time travel is possible.
Okay, so here's what I think. So basically, in physics, if you can manipulate gravity, you can somehow manipulate time. That's like what? That's like one, not a
I
theory,
don't get
but one
that.
Idea.
What?
That some. Okay, so basically.
Hold on.
I'm not gonna explain.
Oh
it right
yeah,
because
so like,
I need
like
that if
the
I can manipulate
Earth,
gravity,
then you can travel
I
back in time.
Manipulate time, dude. Just because the Earth spins the opposite way doesn't mean we're going
here,
back.
Can
in
I just
time.
Explain
that's
my?
Just, like,
I,
you
just,
feel
okay.
Weird
okay, you don't need to understand, Jaden. You don't need to understand it right now. I will get a piece of pen and paper and literally write it down and show you how it works. But right now, let me just explain like the point that I'm trying to make. Okay, so we might not be able to know how to do that now, but sometime in the future, humans eventually will figure out how to manipulate time, thus manipulating, or manipulate gravity, thus manipulating time.
What happens in places
so
that don't have gravity,
what,
like outer space? There's no gravity there.
You can make
time is irrelative.
You can figure
irrelative.
Out how to
artificial
if you somehow,
gravity?
If you can set gravity as what the rest of the equation is equal to, then you can figure out how to manipulate gravity from any point in existence. That's
okay,
what
hold
I think.
On, hold on.
So wait, let me
can't...
get to my point. I'm just okay, you ready? So what if humans in the future are able to manipulate gravity, thus manipulating time, so that humans from the future are coming back to our time to try to like they create gravitational anomalies and stuff like that in order to push us towards the right direction of like salvation. This is kind of an idea from a movie Interstellar, so I recommend you watch the movie Interstellar because that like portrays this idea very well. But basically, what if humans we think it might be, there's been gravitational anomalies like recorded throughout
the poles,
like the past, but basically
there's
what if
that thing
and also
well, yeah, but that's
like,
also the
like
poles of the Earth, right?
But they're going the wrong that's direction
the
they're
going
the
not necessarily
be... that's what I saw something.
Yeah, but what if it's humans from the future creating those gravitational anomalies, like trying to send us a
okay, are they
messing
up time?
I'm sorry, like, to be honest, I think aliens are more probable than time travel. Like, could you imagine? Like, I literally can't even, like, how would that even work? Would your, like, body stay in the same, like, point in time, whereas your consciousness travels to a different.
That was an extra dimension.
Body also travels.
Dude, there's so many time travel movies.
When we
just
figure
like,
out,
no,
hot
well,
tub
yeah,
time
okay,
issue.
Figure out how to
back,
manipulate.
Thank you. No, but like, okay, in Back to the Future, you like physically go.
I would
like
not.
Back to the
I do not recommend
Earth,
using
Earth,
Back to the Future because that's all. That's none of that is scientifically
oh, is that
like
fake?
At least in a little bit correct.
No, well, yeah, but like nobody knows, right? It's never been done. You
or has it?
Well,
but nobody
okay.
accounts for
the other thing is like what happens when because like physically going back in time, that doesn't make sense. That means your very atoms. Your cells in your body are traveling through.
Well, you
time.
Need a quantum suit Did you watch
it? Jaden, that's when wormholes come into a play. Like folding space.
That's why space and time come together. The only thing I say is black hole. I mean, it's technically a black hole.
Black holes fold space. Okay, this is like a side note about black holes. I was thinking about it, and could black holes technically be like teleportation between like different parts of the universe? You know, so like you go through one black hole, you pop out of another, like billions of light years away, but it only takes you a second.
Yeah, that's like space folding.
Maybe
on itself. Who knows?
No, that's right? That's what wormholes are. Wormholes are different than black holes. Black holes are just like a void that just is a singularity that just has like an everlasting amount of gravity inside of it. And then wormholes actually fold space.
That's actually like it literally bends space. Like, can you bend?
So back to the time thing and like that conspiracy theory. Like, you have to account, like, sure, you might not be able to there's no way you can possibly imagine like how you would be able to travel back or forward in time right now, because you can't account for like the different dimensions that would need to take in order for that to actually happen.
You can't comprehend past a third dimension yet, so
okay.
So wait, pause.
I literally can't even get by that.
Do you have anything to say? We haven't heard you in a while. You still with us?
Just started like going out on a tangent over there.
Like a little rival.
We need your voice in here too, you know.
Yeah,
it's been a minute.
Oh, I just
have any thoughts.
I like Jaden's like little thought, the black hole, and like it can send you to a different place very far away.
Maybe that's the key.
But that's
key.
That's not scientifically accurate.
A lot of things
accurate.
Aren't like scientifically.
That's maybe
accurate.
That is the key. But yeah, Matthew, there's a lot of like theories that have no science to back it. Like
flat earth. Not theories. Do not use the word theory. Do not use the word
triggered.
Ideas, sure. Yes. Well, that means that is like almost definitive. Like it's definitely probable that idea would be true.
The flat earth,
which definitely is not.
What?
Well, that's not a theory.
There's no way.
That's a conspiracy.
Aren't they called conspiracy
theories?
I'm sorry
for all of the flat earthers listening to this podcast, but you guys are whack.
Hey, we're not throwing shade. We're not judging anyone's opinion. I mean, we slightly are, but...
I'm throwing shade.
Okay, Thomas.
Who's a flat earther, dude? that's ridiculous.
Hey, 12 million people are, apparently, so, you know.
I saw this one... this one video on YouTube, and it was like scientists versus flat earthers, and
they called
sorry to all the flat earthers that were listening. I didn't mean to throw shade at you.
They called the scientists like uneducated and stuff, and we're just throwing insults at them. It's like,
yeah, then the scientists were like, "We get you, we understand you, that's but funny. You're wrong."
That's so funny.
Matthew, should we start wrapping
like,
it up?
Cool, but no.
Yeah, we're just going on a tangent now. Just, all
right, yeah.
All our ideas are just everywhere. And like, I think we're woke.
Yeah.
We're woke.
We're woke. Hold on.
Yeah.
But before we wrap it up, going back to the time thing, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around like the possibility and how this would work.
You can't.
Like, okay, hold on.
It's
impossible.
Jaden, you're a 16-year-old
kid. Think about it.
Kid. He's
17.
Yeah, 16-year-old.
Oh, 3, 17.
Where you at?
hold on. Think about it for a second. So, in my mind, there's, like, two possibilities where, like, it makes sense. Or actually, three, okay? So,
which
movie?
Just say the movie version.
There's no movie. Hold on. No, I'm just, like, three ways that time travel, like kind of could exist, right? Number one is your consciousness goes back in time to like but it has to stay in your body, right? Like your consciousness
X-Men
you just go back.
That
yeah
movie.
Right okay
yeah.
Okay, and then the second one is like you physically go back in time, like
every
your
other time
body
travel movie.
Everything
back
goes
to the future?
Back in time, back to the future, sure. Right,
but when you go back in time physically, does that affect your future or does that create a different reality?
I mean,
or does that affect your past?
It would go.
That would affect
it. No, it would have to have an effect on your future.
Okay, so this is Back to the Future. Verse.
It would have to. Well, no, there's no way that this can't have an effect.
Avengers Endgame.
You go back in
time. You won't go back in time.
You
create.
Change
no, you
everything.
Create an alternate reality. So that branches off timelines.
No, okay. So, do you guys know the whole like chain? Okay, so I was what was it? Like say someone goes back in time and who's a like moves like say who's the guy that was assassinated? Who's the president that was assassinated?
Abraham Lincoln?
John F. Kennedy?
Yes.
Wait,
yes.
Which one?
Imagine John F. Kennedy. Imagine someone goes back in time, right? Goes and moves the bullet like a little bit to the left or right, right? Completely misses the president, right? That changes the like everybody in the world. It has an effect on everybody.
Yeah,
in the
that's
world,
if it's right?
I don't think that's
timeline.
True. That's impossible.
Well, no, it has to. Right?
It can't.
Did you watch that?
Everybody in the world.
Reality. So our timeline isn't affected.
Just a little nudge of a bullet.
Jaden, like, be quiet.
A butterfly effect. It in a linear timeline, then that would affect our future, and we can't explain how that would affect us because that would affect us traveling back to the future, back to the past in the first place. So that creates a whatchamacallit?
Oh yeah, no. But in that theory, you never went back in time, right? Because you're call it the mainstream timeline, right? You in that timeline, you never left, right? You're still there, which is why it's the same, right?
But you just
then the one that splits off is the one where like your consciousness as well as your body moved over into that timeline. Right.
Okay. This is why you can't talk about that because time travel hasn't invented yet, and there's no way we can know how it works.
Yeah, you're like mixing
exactly,
like different
because which is why it doesn't make sense to me that the Avengers when like they go back and they like take the time stone or whatever and like it splits off, you know?
Jay,
that,
this
that,
is
that
what I
make
think.
Sense to me because if you time travel, you like. The mainstream ends. You moved,
yeah,
right?
They explain that in the movie.
Here's what really happened,
Jaden. So basically, if you go back in time and then you were to change something and then you return back to your timeline, I don't think anything would change because you have already lived that timeline. You've just returned back to that same timeline without anything affected. Whereas you would create another timeline where that thing would change.
I don't
time,
know about that
travel,
because like
I don't think time travel would ever
you went
affect
back
you
into your past.
Jaden, we can argue this multiple times. We
past.
Keep coming back to the same thing. I think we gotta wrap it up.
Jaden, it's not your past. It's not your past anymore because you changed it.
Dude,
it's not your past
your
anymore.
Past. If,
your
if
old
I
past
go
not
back
your
in
future.
Time and I go find my parents and I make sure that they never get together, I don't exist.
That becomes
no. You would
at
exist
because
you're literally there,
dude. That creates
you're there. You would exist.
Like if that
no,
that
I wouldn't exist because I was never born.
No, that creates a black hole in itself.
But that's not how it would work.
Dude, that creates, I don't know, because look, then you go back in time, you're never born.
Time catches up
no,
to me at that point.
Yeah, you're never born.
Right?
That means
no.
You never travel back in time in the first place, and then your parents still get together. So that creates a loop of some sort.
Yeah.
That's what I
it's like, what, the butterfly effect?
No.
Or something? All right, here. Yeah, let's wrap up this podcast right. Now.
Yeah.
Okay. We're just on a rant now. And like.
Yeah, guys, we have been talking for quite a while. I hope you guys enjoy the podcast.
Thank you, Tom.
Be
Thanks,
sure
Tom,
to
joining
yeah,
us.
Oh yeah. Thank you, Tom, for joining us. It was very insightful.
No problem.
All right. Yeah. So thank you guys for tuning into today's podcast. Be sure to leave us good feedback and go like, subscribe, you know, Spotify. Haha. And yeah, we'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.